You tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, earlier this week saw the start of a road safety campaign by the Metropolitan Police. As part of Operation Safeway, police have been stationed at major road junctions in East London during peak periods. Motorcyclists, car and lorry drivers have been targeted, along with cyclists, in an effort to reduce accidents on the roads in the lead up to Christmas. And it does seem that, I don't know, our part of London and to the east of the capital has had more than its fair share of tragedies of late, with three cyclists killed on the streets of East London over the last 4 weeks. Earlier on, I met up with Arnold Ryder from the Newham Cyclists, and I asked him, well, what's going on?
Well, part of the problem is the inadequacy of the Cycle Superhighway 2.
When people say Super Cycle Highway 2, what exactly do you mean?
That's the blue paint strips that run from Aldgate up to Stratford now. Originally, when it was first built, it ran from Aldgate to Bow, the Bow flyover. Now, the Bow flyover has always been dangerous, and the Cycle Superhighway didn't do anything to improve that when it was first built, and also made a lot of dangers, partly by giving cyclists a false sense of security without actually improving the facilities for them. The difference can be seen now with the new part of the Cycle Superhighway from Bow to Stratford, which we're very pleased with, which has proper wide segregated lanes. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's much better and a step in the right direction. Essentially, one can take the very simple Dutch model, which is that if you've got areas which are residential and are not subject to through traffic, well, then you needn't do anything, really. You can just have moderate speeds and cyclists can cycle around. But where there are through routes, and obviously Stratford High Street is the classic example, and the Romford Road in local terms, then those ought to have proper cycling facilities, which effectively means segregated cycling lanes.
Now, of course, there have been some tragic deaths on the roads with cyclists recently, and in no way am I blaming, or is anybody blaming, the people concerned with that, and that's a terrible thing. However, a lot of people say that cyclists have brought a lot of problems on themselves. Cyclists, they're jumping red lights, they're driving dangerously. A lot of people, really, they're riding bikes, which are more really for something like going on the Tour de France, really, than riding around in London. They're racing bikes. What can cyclists do?
Yes, well, it's true, I think, that cyclists shouldn't jump red lights and cyclists should have enough lighting. So that's right. And they can, to a certain degree, cyclists can and should help themselves. But I don't think we ought to get too sort of hysterical about this. The main accidents that you've referred to have happened have, on the whole, not been with involving lycra louts. We're talking about young women on sit-up-and-beg bikes that have been knocked over, and, you know, a 64-year-old hospital worker. And what's very noticeable is that almost all these accidents have involved heavy vehicles.
Some people have said there should be a ban on heavy goods vehicles during the rush hours, yeah? And that compares sharply with France, where, say, in Paris, they do have such a ban. How do you feel about that?
It's an idea that's certainly worth exploring. Of course, the knock-on effect, of course, would be that there may be more deliveries at night, which makes life slightly less pleasant for people in their houses.
So, of course, we do currently have in London a ban on heavy goods.
Absolutely.
At night.
Yeah. And so the two would need to be worked out. It may well be, actually, that in truth, the roads of London are not sufficiently wide and are too busy for these huge vehicles altogether.
What do you mean, complete ban on heavy goods vehicles coming to London?
Well, that's a possibility. I mean, or using smaller vehicles to supply within central London.
Is there anything the police can do to help in this?
Enforcing would be a good thing. Obviously, police resources are stretched. But up to now, there has been no enforcement, for example, of advanced cycle stop lanes. They're the boxes you find in front of the traffic at lights. They're intended to let cyclists get in front of the cars so that they can go straight on and avoid what's effectively the most dangerous point about all of this, which is cars, lorries, other heavy goods vehicles turning left into cyclists. So that allows the cyclist to get off first without being what's called left hooked in cycle parlance.
And of course, Newham Council, they're putting in a bid for some extra money, aren't they?
Yes. Newham has not traditionally been a very cycle-friendly place, although it has enormous potential. It's flat. The roads, on the whole, they're not through roads, so there's chances for sort of quiet routes. And Newham's got a very low car ownership. And I think the council have come around to agreeing for this, and they have put in for what's called Mini Holland money, which is money provided by Transport for London. The Newham initial bid focused primarily on getting rid of the major difficulty for cyclists, as Stratford Gyratory, and improving the greenway itself would be 24 hours and lit. There'd be a route all the way down the Lee Valley between Bow, where you can cycle quite nicely now, right down to the Thames. And also for making the streets far more cycle-friendly. Plus, as at long last, completing the superhighway from Stratford to Ilford.
And how about the Barclays Cycle Hire Scheme? I mean, would you approve of that coming to Newham?
The council are thinking about that, and particularly in the Olympic Park.
I've heard that there's plans for a completely separate one as well, was it?
There's the possibility, I think, of a separate scheme which involving Brompton Brakes. The cycle hire scheme is fine. It's expensive at present. The London one seems to be running at a much greater loss than the Paris one. I don't myself personally see cycle hire as being critical to improving cycling. I think there's plenty of opportunities for people to get hold of bikes.
And finally, yeah, if there's one thing that could be done to improve cycling in Newham, East London generally, improve both the safety and also the access to cycling, what do you think that one thing would be?
I would say it would be making very prominent cycle facilities to get around the borough. The completing Cycle Superhighway 2, for example. We've got Cycle Superhighway 3 in the south of the borough. Having some prominent, clear routes that people know they can cycle safely between the north and the south of the borough. And then finally, that would also link in with various points of employment as well at Canary Wharf and the city.
Arnold Rudder, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much.
And Newham cyclists, they meet monthly at Cafe E7, that's in Forest Gates, on Woodgrange Road, on the corner, just on the corner there with Seabit Road. And also details of that are on the London Cycling Campaign website. They've got loads of information on that as well, but also have about when the Newham cyclists meet up. And their website is at LCC, that's London Cyclist Campaign, lcc.org.uk. And a group of cyclists calling for changes to the conditions of cycling in Greater London have organised a die-in, yeah? That's happening tomorrow, Friday the 29th, and that's outside Transport for London's office in Southwark. That's between 5 o'clock and half past six, 197 Blackfriars Road, SE1, if you want to go down to that. And of course, we've got Donna Stewart with us from the Newham Carers Network. Are you a cyclist?
I wish I could say yes, but unfortunately no.
What stops?
I do have a bike.
You do have a bike. Why don't you use it, though? This is interesting.
Right, because I live too far away from where I work.
Okay. But you wouldn't... Is it like... Have you ever cycled in London?
I used to cycle in London when I lived locally, and mainly stuck to the back roads because I was absolutely petrified of the main roads. And I think, in my opinion, I think there should be more training for cyclists. You know, we hear a lot about, obviously, the heavy goods vehicles, but really, a lot of people get on their bikes but don't actually have road sense. And what I mean by that is training. People should have some form of a course to alert them to the dangers of cycling on the roads, because London is crowded and it is dangerous.
And actually, they are. They do exist, actually. A lot of people don't know about it. There's certainly Newham, there's some ones being advertised. They've been trailed a lot by the council. But other boroughs as well. They're organised by, I think they're paid from Transport for London. If people go to the Transport for London website, which is tfl.gov.uk, and it's a bit of a website to find your way around. But there's details on that. So, you know, it is available. A lot of people don't know about
it. Well, that's what it is, because as you say, it is available. A lot of people don't know. And I think there should be far more advertising to stress how important it is to get yourself trained.
You know,
Get trained up. You
know the other problem as well. The people who need the training most are the least likely the people to go on the training as well, quite often. That's often the case.
That's probably a fact, yeah.
Okay, this is a discussion that's going to go on and on, I think, really. But I tell you what, we've got to go to the break now and stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days into the weekend. Stay tuned.